News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Text to say, after 22 years in Kerry, that turtle has to have developed an accent. When she goes home, none of the other turtles will be able to understand her. The turtle in question is Molly. Molly has been living in Dingle for the last 22 years, but is on her way to the Canaries. Aina Ní Laoghna, wildlife expert, is with us. Aina, what has a loggerhead turtle been doing in Dingle?
Oh, it's on its holidays for a long time by the sound of things. It was in an intensive care inside in the aquarium where Kevin Flannery minded it really well. It turned up in 2004 damaged and washed up on the shore in the Maharees on the northern side of the peninsula there. It was still alive. So it was brought to the aquarium and they minded it and looked after it and put it in a tank with sharks to toughen it up, and the sharks were all terrified of her. And eventually she grew from being, when she arrived, she was only tiny. She was only like something like a few kilos. And now she's 200 kilos and she's fit and ready to go. She's got eggs inside her. She's looking for a man and she's going back to her breeding grounds, which are over in the Gulf of Mexico.
How is she going to get to the Gulf of Mexico?
Yes. No, they're not sending her by sea because, I mean, the currents brought her over here because she was washed up by the currents. Then the currents are cold and she goes into sort of hypothermia, and that was why she couldn't swim. It's too cold for loggerhead turtles around the Irish coast, and if they turn up, they're on their last legs or on their last flippers, I suppose. So they made a special box for her, a throne, as it were, lined, and she's going to be covered in Vaseline so she won't dry out. And they're sending her to Lisbon, down to the Algarve, don't you know, for a little bit first, where they have a place called Zoo Marine, which is a specialised place for turtles. They'll assess her there and then they'll send her on her merry way, because it's much warmer in the sea off Lisbon than it is off Dingle. And off she'll go, looking for a fella, cross the ocean at speed of light, and there'll be lots more. The patter of tiny flippers will no doubt come from this, because these are loggerhead turtles, and they're endangered like all the other ones are. So I mean, this is a great news story that they minded it for 20 years, they kept it there, and now it's on its way back. I mean, what else would cheer up your Friday morning as good as a story like that?
Well, let me end the show on a question I never thought I would ask. Aina, how do you manhandle a loggerhead turtle that has been smeared in
Well, as you know, you probably put it into the box first and put Vaseline on the top of it, I imagine. I mean, I wouldn't think if you can mind a turtle for 22 years, you're going to balk at the last minute of putting Vaseline on it and shoving it in the box. Now, come on, even you could do it if you were sending it off at that stage.
Aina, thank you very much. That is Aina Ní Laoghna, 53106, if you want to get in touch. That, of course, Molly, the loggerhead sea turtle, 22 years of intensive care and then subsequent maintenance. She is now on her way to the Canaries and thereafter to the, well, thereafter the world is her lobster, but in theory she's going to head to the Gulf of Mexico, as you heard from biologist and environmental expert Aina Ní Laoghna, in the hunt for a man. Big thank you to our team on the show this week. Senior Programme Editor Aisling Moore, Editor Emer Bradley, producers Dara Faulknan and Ellen Kenny, researchers Leah Doherty, Molly Coleman and Mia Sherwood-Scully, broadcast assistant Anne-Marie Kane, and on drum rolls, Cormac McDonough.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.